Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism, your daily dose of timeless wisdom for navigating today's crazy world. I'm your host, Brooklyn Wesson, here to dish out some real talk, a sprinkle of humor, and maybe just enough motivation to get you through that never-ending to-do list. Now, let's be honest, who hasn't felt the pressure of perfectionism? Ever wake up with this nagging feeling like everything you do has to be flawless? You know that feeling when your inner critic is louder than a rock concert and it's judging every little thing from your morning coffee stain to that slightly messy bun? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the good news. Perfectionism isn't our friend. It's like that demanding roommate who never lets you relax. It steals your joy, sucks the energy out of your creative spirit, and leaves you feeling perpetually inadequate. And trust me, I'm someone who used to fall head over heels for the perfect illusion. But let me tell you, it's a wild goose chase. So, how do we ditch this perfectionism trap and embrace the beautiful mess that is being human? First things first, recognize the lie. Perfection doesn't exist. It's an illusion, a mirage in the desert of our expectations. We need to learn to accept that mistakes are inevitable, they are part of the journey, and honestly, they make us more interesting. Think about your favorite artists, musicians, or even entrepreneurs. They've all had their fair share of flops and failures. It's those missteps that shape them, teach them, and ultimately lead to something truly remarkable. Next up, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself like a dear friend with kindness, understanding, and a healthy dose of humor. When you make a mistake, instead of beating yourself up because let's be real, we all do it. Offer yourself a little pep talk, a warm cup of tea, or even a goofy dance party in your living room. Remember, you're human, not a robot programmed for flawlessness. And speaking of flaws, embrace them. They're what make you unique, quirky, and fascinating. Don't try to hide them, celebrate them. Think about those imperfections that make you laugh, your crooked smile, your wonky sense of direction, or your inability to fold a fitted sheet. These little quirks are what add spice to life. Now let's talk action. Set realistic expectations for yourself. You don't have to be a superhero overnight. Break down those big goals into smaller, manageable steps. Celebrate each victory, no matter how small. And remember to prioritize your well-being, get enough sleep, move your body, eat nourishing food, and spend time with people who lift you up. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're working on a project, and things aren't going exactly as planned. The deadlines are looming, the ideas are elusive, and that inner critic is doing its best impression of a drill sergeant. But instead of spiraling into a frenzy of perfectionism, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that it's okay to not have all the answers right now, and you focus on making small, consistent progress. You celebrate those tiny wins like finishing a paragraph, brainstorming a new idea, or even just taking a break to stretch your legs. Remember, it's about the journey, not just the destination. Embrace the process, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. You've got this. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you conquer perfectionism and embrace imperfection. Recognize the lie, practice self-compassion, celebrate your quirks, set realistic expectations, and focus on progress over perfection. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest struggles with perfectionism? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media using #modernstoicism. Remember, we're all in this together, so let's keep the conversation going and support each other on this journey toward a more fulfilling and authentic life. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and keep embracing the beautiful mess that is you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.